On 5FM, and following the looting and unrest in some parts of South Africa over the last week or so, there are some people who have decided to stand up and protect their communities. One such man is Nhlanhla Nux in Soweto, who has been guarding Mapanya Mall. He's there now, he's on the ground, a man who I imagine has had very little sleep, must be incredibly tired and drained, but still continuing the fight. Nhlanhla Nux, welcome to 5FM. How are you?
Hello, and hi to all the listeners. No, I'm okay. I guess it's automatic to say I'm okay, but if I was to be honest, I'm not okay. We haven't slept in the longest time. The last 5 days been shot at every single day except for the last 24 hours. But what's nice is that there's a lot of police visibility eventually, and we've got military. South African National Defense Force is playing, for me personally, the greatest role of support.
Let's talk a little bit about that. It does seem like, from what we're seeing, and we're obviously not on the ground there, but that in recent, maybe over the last 24 hours, for now anyway, things do seem a bit quieter than they've been.
Things are quiet, but it doesn't mean things are over, because when you're at war, you must think war. And once you operate that way, you understand that it might be the enemy's strategy to make you believe that things are quiet, so that you can actually move away from those critical areas that you guys have bases at, to protect this infrastructure, Mapanya Mall to be specific. So we're not breaking our posture by any means. We will keep protecting the perimeter until it is more than evident that it is over.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your background, and within the context of caring as deeply about Soweto and a place like Mapanya Mall as you do, you know, some people listening in different parts of the country may not be aware of Mapanya Mall's history. They may not know about Richard Mapanya, the businessman who bought the land in the late 70s and some 15 years ago set up the mall. They may not know about the fact that Nelson Mandela, one of the last things that he got to do was open that mall. They might not know about the fact that in a place like Soweto, which has been historically affected by the legacy of apartheid and continues to be in many ways, people may not know and understand how Mapanya Mall is a bastion of hope, is a champion of business for the area, and is so incredibly important to so many people. I wondered what your sense of connection to Soweto is. I've seen that you are very involved politically and otherwise, and do care very deeply, but I want to know a bit more about that side of you.
So I must just clarify that I don't have any political interest. If there's anything that I hate with all my heart, is politics. I actually hate politics because politics hasn't yielded any success in my community, and if I should speak for Soweto. So that's why we have something called Soweto Parliament. Soweto Parliament is a non-political community-led movement. See, that's just identifies problems in our communities, solves those problems using our own personal resources as the community, and moves on. And again, it's also in the spirit of saying that we need to take responsibility as people and stop waiting for someone to come out of somewhere and save us. So our problems, whether or not we are at the root cause of the problem, we just have to realize that it's part of our reality. We should accept the problem, take responsibility, fix the problem, so that the kids that come after us don't have these problems. Now, my connection with Soweto is simple. I was born in Soweto. I was raised in Soweto. I went to school at, I matriculated at St. David's Mary Fernanda. So I had a weird upbringing. I would sleep in the township where poverty is at highest, and I would spend my day in a school like St. David's where everyone is super wealthy, if you understand what I mean. I'm just stretching it now and I say everyone, but I live in the best of both worlds, and my responsibility was to ensure that everything that I've learned, everything that I've experienced on the other side, I need to bring it to my hometown being Soweto, and ensure that people have access to the market, people have access to better economic opportunities, political opportunities, even though I'm not in politics, and have a better approach to the community's social affairs, because that's not, for me, that's the most important. If we can learn to hold ourselves responsible and make sure that from a social point of view, we have our ducks in a row, and then we can, from that point, we challenge the economics and make sure the township economy is in a position where it services the people of Soweto, and it grows strong, and we encourage and invite companies and business to invest in Soweto so that our township economy can grow further and in turn employ more people and give more opportunities for the people of Soweto.
Would you be able to talk to me to some extent about the tactics that you guys have employed down there on the ground without obviously giving anything away? I was watching another interview that you were doing on SABC on television, and I found it quite interesting. You said, you know, from the beginning point, what you're essentially just trying to do is disrupt groups of people from gathering, particularly young children. And I found that interesting. It's not something that I'd known anything about, because that could often be the start of how the looting may begin.
The process of looting, let me walk you through it. The instigators, the people that are in front, the leaders of this organized crime, they go into malls forcefully with heavy ammunition, ready to shoot and kill absolutely anyone who comes in between them and doing their job. And their job is to break into the mall and break through the perimeters, go to the main entrance of the mall, open the perimeter, open that entrance, and start just destroying and breaking glasses so that there can be a sense of anarchy. And then the security guards obviously leave because their firepower doesn't match these, I call them terrorists, these thugs. And then once the mall doesn't have security and it's somewhat vandalized, then because of the community, we live in a state of poverty, then the public uses their stomachs to reason more than their heads. And then in that moment, that's when the looting happens.
You know, you know full well going out to do what you do that you are putting yourself in a tremendous amount of danger.
Yes. I mean, I've had death threats. I have people visiting me, softly delivering messages that you're going to get killed. Some come and say that move away from this mall because every shop here has insurance. Why do you want to become the guy who gets in between the people who want to do their job? And so, I mean, I don't care for all that noise. The truth of the matter is that my responsibility is to make sure that we as the men and the people in Soweto, but in general, we take the responsibility to protect the economy of Soweto, the businesses in Soweto, then the communities in Soweto, so that the women and children don't have to go through the anarchy that we are currently seeing on our TV screen.
And as you've mentioned, and I think that it's an important thing to say too, you welcome the support of and are looking to do what you're doing in conjunction with any policing that may be available. You've welcomed, as you said as well, you know, the deployment of SANDF in the area. And let's just be honest, I mean, there are millions of people living in Soweto. I think there's 11 police stations in the area.
Yeah, that tells you that alone will never be able to have enough manpower to deal with the problems and to deal with the everyday crime in Soweto. What was such an organized crime at such a big magnitude? It's impossible. So that's why it's more than important for the community to join hands with the law enforcement to save our community from these thugs.
In the same province, yet so separated from that world, and I need to admit that. And so from that context, though, alone, I would just say, you know, I think what you're doing is admirable, and I would wish you nothing but love and luck, and I would just hope that you stay safe.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate you so much, because this is an opportunity for young people across the country. It doesn't matter if it's a black community, white community, for young people to rise, and they must know that you don't only have to rise in leadership in politics. You can rise outside politics and lead and be an effective, impactful leader in your community, because what young people want to do is they want to go try save the whole world, and you'll never get that right. If we all just go back to our communities and do right by our communities, the world will certainly be a better place.
Nklantla, you look after yourself.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Nklantla Nax. He is on the ground right now as part of a community effort to defend Mopanya Mall in Soweto. So if you want to know what that's like, how it works, or share this with your friends, if you think it's a good story worth getting out there, ask Mad Money Mike for this clip right now, the interview we just had. He'll send it to you on 082-550-5151. Thank you, Nklantla, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Let's